This is the call of the night.
Swing and a high drive. Deep right center. There she goes.
Caught. What a catch. And it may be the catch of the season.
He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk. But there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him.
On Fox Sports 910.
Oh, the phone, everybody.
It's been 23 years in the making, but you can put another check in the box for Tony Bennett and company. The second-ranked Cavaliers have taken down number 4 Duke here at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
What else would be the call of the night? That's not just the call of the night, that's the call of the weekend. It's Dave Kane, Virginia Sports Radio Network, as the Hoos beat Duke the first time since 1995, and that is the call of the night, brought to you by Call Federal, passionately local banking. And we could have gone with a couple different ones there. We could have gone with the final call. We could have gone with Kyle Guy's three-pointer to make it 60-55. We could have gone with Ty Jerome's three-pointer with 39 seconds left. And with that, let's bring in Mike Barber, the Times-Dispatch, who joins us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. We had a discussion last week. We were having the topic of what would be more of a thrill to be an athlete, to do something to make the home crowd go wild and crazy and cheer your name, or to be the villain on the road to silence the crowd. And Ty Jerome did that with seconds left in Cameron Indoor. Explain what it was like in that building with the crazies when he drops that three.
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting thing, too, when you talk about playing on the road. That's a particularly special road environment, and that crowd was particularly amped for that game. And I talked to a couple of the students who said they actually let extra students into the crazies section. They were explaining why it was so crowded for reporters and why they were pressed up against us. So that was even beyond the normal. And when Ty Jerome hit that shot, there was this palpable angst of, it's not fair, it's not right, you can't come here and do that to us. It was such a great basketball play to first get the steal on the other end, then when they walk it up and that fake pass that just completely drew the defense. But that crowd it goes beyond stunned. It had this vibe or this feel of, this can't be happening because this doesn't happen.
Well, you even said in your piece yesterday in your Sports Plus that some fan, and people don't realize how close the fans are on top of you guys. Some fan was giving you the business because your story was already starting to go that Virginia had beat Duke at Cameron.
Yeah, after Kyle Guy hit that three from the wing, I mean, you know how it works. You start writing your story, and there's always a possibility you're going to have to rewrite it. And nothing you write is in stone until we print it in the paper. But I wrote my lead something along the lines of, the ACC's best team went into Cameron Indoor and beat its toughest rival, or whatever the lead to my story was. And fans started yelling at me, fake news, fake news, fake news. And so I thought that was pretty good. And then another fan reached over my left shoulder and tried to type on my screen. So it was unusual. I've been in Cameron a number of times. It's a great crowd, but this was even more than usual.
He's Mike Barber, the Times-Dispatch, Richmond.com, joining us. You and I have a discussion every Monday. We talk Virginia basketball. We've talked about this team being good. We've talked about this team coming together. We talked about this team coming together quicker than we thought. After this, being number two is one thing, but after going into Cameron and beating number four Duke, what do you think about this Virginia team now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fully sold. I'm 100% a believer now, and you know, I've been one of the slower people to come around. I think I've been saying all along they've been playing great basketball, and that's a testament to the coaches, the players, everything they've done. But I'm done saying that. They're a great basketball team now. I believe it. You don't go into that arena. And the funny thing about it, Wes, they did not have a great day. They had a horrible shooting day. I rewatched the game when I got home yesterday, and the number of Kyle Guy shots that rimmed out, the number of calls that didn't go their way, they did not have a particularly good day. And they went in there and ended that streak and beat an incredibly talented Duke team on a night that Bagley was just phenomenal. So I'm done with they're playing great basketball. This is a great basketball team, and it'll be fun to see how far they can go now.
Paulie S. Barber, your poll question of the morning.
Mike, if you had to fill out an NCAA bracket this morning, where would you have UVA? As a Sweet 16 team, Elite Eight, Final Four, or in the national championship game?
Oh, I think you have to at least put them in the Final Four at this point. And, I'm one of those guys who says once you're in the Final Four, anybody can go anywhere. And but this is one of the four best teams in the country. Right now, to me, it's nobody's playing better basketball than Virginia. I don't know how the poll will shake out when it comes out. Certainly Villanova still deserves a lot of credit. But Virginia's the best team in the country right now, the way they're playing.
I think Villanova will hold up as number one team today. What I can't wait to see is how many first place votes Virginia gets, because I want to see how many people got converted, how many people thought, you know what, this team is a national championship caliber team. I want to see how many people think that after Saturday.
Yeah, well, and think about it. Their only road tests really were West Virginia and VCU. Mm-hmm. They lost to West Virginia. There's no shame in that, but that was sort of the thing I think people were holding back. And again, to beat Duke on a night where Bagley's phenomenal, to beat Duke on a night where, frankly, your shots aren't falling, I think a lot of people are going to swing their vote. I think Villanova stays one, but I think Virginia's the best team in the country.
All right. Any update on DeAndre Hunter?
He told us that he thinks it was just a mild sprained ankle. He said he actually did it earlier in the game, and the reason he went down with such a collapse when he did was because it was a re-injury. But with those things, you never know till the morning after. So we're going to have a chance to talk to Coach Bennett today and hopefully get more word. But DeAndre thought it was not going to be a big deal.
All right. We'll find out a little bit later today. Stay tuned to Mike Barber at Times-Dispatch and Richmond.com. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. And I should put this in here. By the way, Mike Barber joining us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline.